What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Rochester has a reputation.
Yeah, not a good one,
a
buddy.
A bedroom reputation.
Oh, it
a
burns.
Bad bedroom reputation.
Itchy burn.
And we've had it for a long time.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Kimmy, every time this comes up and someone wants to tell you all about it, they'll give you the same information.
Mm-hmm.
Information they cannot confirm.
No cure. They can't figure it
He's
out.
He's not even listening to what I'm saying.
I heard from a guy who heard from a guy.
Exactly. Well, now we have something in front of us that will finally put this vicious rumor about lovemaking in the greater Rochester area to bed. And not in the kind of bed you want.
Yeah.
You hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tommy, we will jump right into it. I have in front of me a list.
Never bang a chick near Kodak Park.
Did you not? Is he not listening?
There's a strain of the itch.
I have in front of me, Kimmy, a list. It is the highest STD rates for the top 100 American cities.
Uh-huh.
Now, to be clear, just
like
so we all understand, you got it. Yeah. It's rates. So the bigger the population wouldn't have any effect on these numbers, right? And there is a reason we're talking about this before we get to the list. For decades, there has been a rumor about Rochester, New York, that we have STDs everywhere, that you can't lay down with anyone without getting some itch or bump or green thing hanging off your genitals. It's so bad.
How bad was it?
That according to one very smart man I know, we have something that no one else has.
So we had a specific strain of gonorrhea that was unique to Rochester.
Rockorrhea.
I like it.
Do not drink that at Applebee's on a Friday. But it's only $5.
For a reason.
It's a one-man show.
Rockorrhea. That is priceless.
Okay, now you have said multiple times on the air.
And I was told this when I first came here.
Yes.
When we were
warned you ahead of time.
Oh, yeah.
Like but you know it's past.
No, but, you know.
And
we
it
were
still didn't stop him, by the way.
On the old show. And I believe we had.
Hold on.
No, it was on the show. That
I know, I just want to say something before you do.
Go ahead.
You're not the only man that has told me this.
Oh, yeah.
I have heard this from multiple older guys. Okay.
It's spread generations.
And you said, I believe.
What?
You said, I believe.
So, if I remember correctly, we had a doctor on.
Yes.
That also backed it up.
What was the doctor's name?
I don't want to say because if it was bad, I remember the guy's name and he's still around.
Okay.
He's on TV. So, not a lot, but he dealt with infectious diseases.
I see.
And he said that there was.
Well,
then maybe he was buying a jive too.
Look, based on how well I know you listen, that is a rock-solid argument.
I always listen to gonorrhea talk.
Okay.
I mean, you're talking about a guy who had a couple battles.
Look, you've probably heard this over and over again, too, if you grew up in Rochester.
Yeah, but you were spitting fire.
But when folks tell you this, they can't give you any information or cite a source where it came from. And not even you can sit here and say for sure it came out of that guy's mouth. So
you had definitive research.
Well, look, with all that being said, of the 100 biggest cities in America for STD rates, right? Number one being the highest STD rates, based on what you just told me, where does Rochester land in the top 100?
Well, you kind of showed your hand a little bit that I was wrong.
Give me a guess.
So of top 100?
Of the top 100, one being the highest STD rates.
Are we 60?
60. You're going to guess 60.
Yeah.
Okay, Kimmy, you want to take a shot?
I'm going to say, let's go 80.
Yeah, we low.
Nope, 80. You guys split it right down the middle. We are 70
on
a list of 100. We are on the bottom 30% for STD rates in America. You have a better chance of picking up a sexually transmitted disease in 70% of the other major cities than you would here in Rochester.
So who's Skanky Town?
We'll get there. Don't let me down. Last year, we had around 5,500 cases of chlamydia, 2,400 cases of gonorrhea, 375 cases of syphilis.
That is VD.
You got it. Now, that is 759 cases of STDs per 100,000 residents. And I want to be clear before we continue this conversation. Just because we are in the bottom 30% doesn't mean these don't still exist.
Oh, I understand.
They are still floating around. So it is important
to
use protection, get tested, be safe. But with this information,
wrap that rascal,
we can finally put to bed this decades-long rumor that we are in a dirty city of hoary people that are just trading one crotch itch for another.
Maybe.
Can I,
Okay. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Sorry, Dr. Tommy would like to speak.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Could it be that, don't forget, I heard this information 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Could have things changed over the 30 years where our rates have gone down and the other rates have gone up. So my gonorrhea rates were correct for the time of 1993.
Well, let me ask you a question.
93 gonorrhea.
Okay.
That's what gonorrhea was, gonorrhea. That's American gonorrhea.
Let me ask you a question. What would have changed in our community where the rates would have gone down?
Well, because population changed. Because
no, because again, I said up front, because I knew you were going to do this, it has nothing to do with the amount of population. This is rate per. So you think everybody that had gonorrhea left and went to Florida?
Or died.
Well, no.
Of gonorrhea.
I wonder.
You could die of gonorrhea. It can go to your brain.
No, that's syphilis.
Same thing.
Maybe you can die of gonorrhea. I don't know.
I wonder, though, if that.
Women can choke on it.
Information.
Nope. What?
I wonder if that information or that rumor actually made our numbers go down.
Possible.
Because people got a little bit paranoid about it.
Backed
or
off.
They started testing more.
Don't give him any light here.
So the show did good.
I'm saying whether or not
it was
true.
Yeah, scared people straight.
Like whether or not it was true, people, like we all know about this rumor.
Maybe people
got like a little bit more aware, I guess, through it. So,
but Kimmy, if that was...
And I would think like the more you test for it, the more those numbers go down only because it stops it in its track.
Okay.
It stops it from... being passed on.
You made
know what
a terrible
I mean?
Mistake because he was backing down. See, now look what you did. Hold on. Now I have another thing
and
I want to say.
Kids aren't banging now like they did 30
nationwide.
Well, yeah, but that would affect everybody.
Nationwide. So it would not bring our numbers down compared to other cities.
All right.
So here's
this is good, though.
Yes, it's great. And it means that you've been wrong the whole time, stupid. You're just spreading rumors for no reason that you can't cite. 252 to BCM, 252-9263. Again, we have a list in front of us. The highest STD rates per major American cities. It's the top 100. And despite the fact that Tommy for years has yelled into a microphone, everybody's got an STD here. We had a specific strand, as Kimmy put it, rockaria.
I love it, man.
Here in Rochester. Rochester is in the bottom 30% of major American cities when it comes to STD rates. So there is one thing that isn't great.
What's that?
In this list. We are, as Rochesterians, still higher than other cities around us.
Oh.
Now, New York City had the highest STD rate in New York.
Mm-hmm.
They came in 20th.
But in the nation.
Overall, yes. Right. But Rochester had higher STD rates than Buffalo, who came in 12 spots lower than us at 82. We were higher than Syracuse, who ranked 90th.
Mm-hmm.
And we were higher than Albany, who came in 95th.
Well, Albany screws everybody.
What a bunch of clowns. So nationally, we're doing great.
Okay.
Regionally, not so much. Mm-hmm. And it is a little strange that upstate New York, compared to other parts of the world, country, mm-hmm. you know, take New York City out of it, has such low STD rates. Because, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Maybe less single people?
Is that what it is? We get married young?
I don't know. I'm wondering.
Mm-hmm. I always thought that colder places would have higher STD rates because...
based on your... you're bored. You got nothing else to do. You're inside.
You got it. Unless
you're out and about less, you maybe have less sexual partners overall.
25 years ago, you can make that argument. Now, I just got to get on an app. Someone will come over.
Yeah.
Maybe we're picking one person to bang all winter long.
That could be everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I don't know.
A Heine hibernation, if you will. Nope. We'll go with the other one. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I know you're jonesing to find out which cities.
Skanky Town.
We'll get there in a sec. Let's talk to Jeremy. Hey, Jeremy. How are you, brother?
Yeah, we have our own strain here in Rochester. I also heard that there's a swastika at Oak Hill and that there's a swimming pool on the 13th floor of the Kodak Tower.
Oh, don't forget about all those high schools that had kitty litter boxes in the bathroom for the kids that dressed up.
Are
like
they still doing that?
No, they never happened, idiot.
I forgot about that. Yeah,
but you were saying.
I mean, if you take just 30 seconds and think to yourself, you can't have a specific strain because there are people that come in and out of the city of Rochester. So they would carry it to other places.
Ooh.
We're not isolated like the mosquitoes of World War II down in the subway. I mean, this is such a dumb argument. Why do we keep perpetuating these idiocies? I don't understand it.
Well, because Tommy's got a microphone. That's
it's
why.
Morning radio.
Yeah, but you believed it, though, you idiot. Don't try to point
out.
Why
wouldn't I believe it?
Well, because of
know,
what
listen,
he just said.
I don't know how it worked. I know I got it twice.
I don't know how it works. I know I got it. You got it twice. You should know how it works.
Well, I know where I got it.
Yeah, you know better than anyone how it works, stupid. You could probably draw a diagram. I wasn't itching today or yesterday, but I am today.
It does
I mean,
burn.
You're the poster child for how this should work.
You look like a human STD. Tomaria.
You want a poster. nobody will ever have sex again. God.
Jeremy, great point, buddy. Thanks for the call. I appreciate
Adios,
it.
Adios, dicks.
All right, there goes Jeremy. Okay.
So we're the skanky town.
All right, so Rochester is 70th when it comes to STD rates. Yeah. Pretty good, right? Bottom 30%.
Yeah.
Would you like to guess, Tommy Mulay, which American city has the highest rate for STDs? We know it's not New York City. They came in 20.
Right. I'm going to go into the Sun Belt.
Okay, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking where my old stomping grounds, kind of. Miami.
Wrong. Kimmy, would you like to take a guess?
Ooh. I'm trying to think of like a city right now with a lot of single people.
Nasty people.
It's okay. We're going to talk about that in a second.
Not that.
What about, I'm going to just take a shot. I'm going to say Nashville.
Nashville.
Nasty in Nashville. Ooh, because all those girls going down there. They getting drunk. They got the Daisy Dukes on. Party town.
Wrong.
Okay.
The city in America with the highest STD rate is Detroit, Michigan.
Oh.
Number one.
Man. So we got to go north, I guess, to find these cities.
And I'm going
to
give you the five. Well, that's interesting you say that. You ready for the top five? Mm. Detroit was one. Philly was two. Montgomery, Alabama was three. Memphis, Tennessee was four. Baltimore, Maryland was five.
Oh.
So, by the way, all East Coast.
Well, I mean, yeah, Tennessee.
Nothing in the West.
Yeah, nothing West.
Huh.
Which kind of blows up your theory that when you're outside meeting people, you're going to have a higher rate of STD. Now, here's the thing. The cities in the top five, Detroit, Philly, Montgomery, Memphis, and Baltimore, is what makes this conversation so interesting. There is no rhyme or reason why these cities would have the highest STD rates.
No, not really.
They're northern cities and southern cities. They are red states and blue states.
Can't think of a connection.
They're not party towns.
And they're major populations with smaller populations, right? Like, there is no tie that binds these five places that you could point to and say, well, this is why these cities have a higher rate of STDs. And that is a very important lesson in this story. There is no way to tell just by looking at anything or anyone if someone has a sexually transmitted disease.
Well,
what? Go ahead.
Because
you guessed Miami, you guessed Nashville. Yeah. And there's a reason both of you guys.
Miami ain't what Miami used to be.
People out and about partying, like just being a little bit more reckless.
New York City was 20th.
But you can kind of question when you see somebody, they may have a little something going on.
Based on what?
Just how they carry themselves.
Give me an example. Give me an example. How they dress.
Their accent, how they get.
Their accent?
Their lack of couth.
Yeah, I guess their accent, if they had a Detroit accent, yes, statistically they would have a higher likelihood.
They look a little skanky. I mean guy skank too. And I'm not putting it on the ladies, Pat.
Okay. There are a lot of people that have the bad habit that Tommy is mentioning.
She rolls her own cigarettes. All her clothes are birthday presents. She drives her late grandfather's Crown Vic that still has a Bush Cheney sticker on it. She knows all the bar gossip. She's always available to babysit. There. But you never call her.
There are a lot of people who believe, like Tommy just said, that they have the power to look at
them.
Or,
well, if you bust it.
Even more dangerous, Kimmy, that they can look at someone and know they're clean. You think you have it, Tommy. You think you have that ability. Even though, as we established earlier, you have twice caught gonorrhea. Okay. What makes you think that someone more put together, someone wealthier, someone from a more affluent community wouldn't have something they can do?
They probably go to the doctor more. They probably have health care, access to health care.
Right. So, like, it would
clean diet, nice people to go to church.
No, I hear you. Let's talk about the doctor.
They're in the choir.
You're right. They would have more access to health care. Yeah. So, like, going to, like, a clinic. As someone whose family has money and a reputation in an affluent community, would probably be an easy thing for them to do, right? Like, you know, walking in and talking to the person who works at the front desk who may know your family, or the doctor who may know your family,
mentioning
reputation they have to uphold.
Yes, you know? I may have an STD. Let's talk about that.
You may just have enough money to have health care.
Well, no, but you're missing my point. What? Even having access to health care doesn't mean that, one, they're getting tested, and two, they're doing anything about
it. Also have to know
bro, there's no way you're not doing anything about gonorrhea.
Until it's too late.
Again, you'd also have to know you have it.
Because, you know it pretty quick.
You're speaking one.
Not with every STD. Sometimes the symptoms don't show up till later, so you could have already passed it.
Take a whiz. You'll feel it.
No, let's go down the road Kimmy just said. There are things that will not present themselves for years. For example.
Well, the herpes.
Yes, if you catch herpes, you could have no idea, and I'm not exaggerating here. Yeah. 5, 10, 15, 20 years down the road.
It lay dormant for many years.
It can. There are examples of herpes laying dormant for decades. Mm. And if you don't believe me, you can go look for yourself. Something you got at 25 could all of a sudden show up when you are 35 and you've been married for 7 years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's
so if you don't run into your exes for a while, there's a reason you probably have it.
What I'm getting at is this, and I'm going to talk to Kimmy.
Yeah. No, I'm listening. It's very interesting.
If you are in a situation, I know there's lots of people in it, right, who picked up something in their 20s, got married, started a family, and all of a sudden it shows up.
Mm.
It is up to your spouse if they want to believe what you are telling them, which is the truth, by the way, that you did not fool around, you didn't pick up anything
right,
else.
You know.
But it would be hard, and I would understand why, for that person with you to take you at your word, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So for that reason, the idea that you can
maybe
just...
Maybe you got it at the water park, baby.
Off a toilet seat?
Yeah, yeah. Maybe you were sitting on the ride mower in a bikini, that's how you got it. I hear it spreads from the seat to seat, I don't know.
Go ahead.
No, you were going to say.
No, it's just it's interesting to me that Tommy says he can spot a woman that could have it, but could you also say the same for a dude?
Well, yeah, jacket, brown shoes, blue jeans, blue sweater.
No, old guys look like they could be carriers.
That's an idiot. You're an idiot.
Don't trust men. They're filthy animals.
By the way, you keep talking about it like there's shame here. Like these
no,
things,
no shame.
These things.
I don't
happen.
Mean filthy. I mean joking.
You mean the thing joking. You just said out loud?
Yeah, like when you say, "Well, it's a beautiful dumb animal."
Look. These things happen.
Like a horse.
People live with them.
Sure.
It doesn't.
Go have fun.
No. No. Oh, my God.
But just be careful.
Okay. Yes. Protect yourself. You're going to go have fun.
Go have fun.
Look, it's as simple as using protection, getting tested on a regular basis.
Yes.
That's it. That's all you got to do. Mm-hmm. And I understand. I mean, Kimmy, you remember being a kid.
Being
right?
terrified of it.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, because they scare you. No cigarettes,
well,
no fun.
Well, as a kid, you worry
where are you smoking that cigarette? What hole are you using?
Well, when you're finished.
As a kid, you worry that if you do get something, where am I turning to? Because I am scared to tell my parents.
Yep.
I don't know.
Which is a shame. They shouldn't do that.
Yeah, why would kids react that way, listening to some older men talk?
What'd I say?
Well, dirty animals?
But like an adorable dirty.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You were saying, Kimmy, I'm sorry.
No, that was it.
No, I mean, like, luckily for us, we were so scared by this when we were kids.
Oh, yeah.
Right? That I would go all the time. Like, anytime I was out of a relationship, I would go.
Oh, really?
Really? Even as a kid?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Like, I probably started doing it when I was, like, when I got out of the house.
So you went to the free clinic?
No, I had health insurance. I was on my dad's insurance.
Your parents
I was 26.
Know? Like, weren't you?
No,
I thought he used all those cards.
Where did you go?
No, he's already been in here four times this week.
Regular doctor.
So there was a place you could go that took our insurance, and yeah, I never.
But there were free clinics back in the day.
There were
probably still.
Yeah, but I guess as a kid, especially then, I wouldn't have known how to find those places.
Don't forget, I was hanging out with a lot of grown ass people at that time, and
right.
road comics.
Because I don't think
every road comic went.
It wasn't as simple as Googling it, you know
what
I mean?
Yeah, no, true.
No, but like, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I don't know if I just got lucky. Like, somehow, living the lifestyle we lived, I never picked up anything.
Yeah.
I don't know how, right?
Well, you got to get close. That's the problem.
Is that what it is? Yeah,
not
like
you. Stupid mouse.
Slaying all that poon back in the day.
Chain-smoking fat boy.
In your...
Ain't getting too close to that.
Chain-smoking fat boy. That was on my headshot underneath. That's how I got booked, buddy. You don't play Bradford, PA without a good tagline. All right. So, again, get tested, use protection, and stop spreading this vicious rumor that we are dripping with STDs
don't
in every corner.
Listen to the rumors.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time, or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, look, it's a really cute story.
No,
it's great.
A cute story.
This baby's going to have this for free for the rest of their life based on pure coincidence.
Yeah.
Or not coincidence, maybe is the wrong word. But the bottom line is this.
Mm-hmm.
What they don't include in the story, I think, is the most important part of it. Because other people witnessed this in a place they went to get comfort and deliciousness. And there's no way, no way you could ever do this again.
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF. There is a new person on Earth.
Oh.
Who is going to be getting free donuts for the rest of their life.
A little precious.
So a woman, Shania Bennett, was at a Krispy Kreme in Alabama. which is the most Alabama story start I've ever heard. Oh, the only way it's more Alabama is if she's holding a sweet tea while waiting.
I was born in the back seat of a Krispy Kreme bus rolling down Highway 41.
So while in this Krispy Kreme, we don't have a lot of details. Yeah. She went into labor.
Okay.
And she had this baby.
So she dropped the baby right there.
Right inside a Krispy Kreme.
Time to get to the hospital.
It just happened.
Yeah.
It just happened. Now, the good news.
Good news.
Mom and baby. Everyone's healthy.
Fantastic.
Dad was able to get to the hospital when they brought the baby there. Everything is great. And when this story hit the news there, it went up the chain to corporate Krispy Kreme. So, Krispy Kreme, first of all, is going to throw an annual birthday party for Dallas, the name of the baby that was until he's an adult. So every year, he is going to get a Krispy Kreme birthday party.
Oh, they had a boy.
Yes. He is also entitled to free Krispy Kreme for the rest of his life.
Man, donuts for life.
Here's the funniest part. The birth certificate officially lists Krispy Kreme as the place of delivery.
Oh, right?
And not only that, they're going to throw, I guess, a massive first birthday party for this kid as hey, congratulations.
Have to do a donut-themed birthday.
Okay. So, I mean, this is all cute, super fun, great for the kid, little attention for mom and dad. It's a precious miracle. Everybody's happy. What they didn't do was interview. There had to be other people in that Krispy Kreme.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I mean, it's a line for donut show.
Yeah, Morning Rush or something like that.
Could you ever eat Krispy Kreme donuts again?
Man, I would be so nauseous.
It would be tough. It would be tough. But, well, okay. I think you may look at it differently if you are somebody that's given birth, you know what I mean? Like, you're seeing it in a different light, probably, than somebody that may be experiencing
all this for the
first time, you know?
I mean, for me, that's like raw-ass.
Like, it's something you've never seen before. Right?
That's a wild birth.
Yeah.
That's a wild child birth. That's what you see at the zoo.
But if you're somebody that's...
it's out in the public.
But if you're somebody who's been through it a few times, maybe it doesn't even faze you. Maybe it's just like, wow, what a beautiful miracle event happening. Right.
My only hope is I get out of there before, if I know what's going on, I just split.
Well, I mean, but would it be rude to leave when it was happening? What if she needs help?
You could say,
I ain't the guy.
Well, I understand, but like, God forbid.
I mean, I think I would be, I think you're doing the right thing by getting out of there because she doesn't want an audience in that moment.
I don't think she cares who's watching. I've watched two births. My wife did not care what was happening.
What if your order is just about up?
Is it rude to take your order and leave while she's baby is crowning?
Oh.
We got head.
Yeah, I'm out of there. That's even worse.
Well, no, I mean, that's what you're going to see.
Yeah, I don't want to see
that. Part
of
the process.
All right, I just got to be screaming.
Yeah.
Southern screaming.
What would that sound like? Oh, wait, Phil Collins? Is that Krispy Kreme? All right, Kimmy.
Yeah.
The point you make is valid.
Uh-huh.
And look, you got the parts. You're the one that, gives birth to the baby.
But
maybe
even me, I've
right.
never seen it or experienced it, so it would be... shocking.
And that's what I wanted to ask. Yeah. You have never seen a live human birth?
Other than like the video we watched in science class in like eighth grade.
Yeah, those were gross.
Okay. I've never been in a room for a birth. I've only seen, people after they had the baby.
And you've never, Tommy, witnessed a live human birth?
No.
Okay. Now, I would like to start by saying I love both of my daughters.
That lets me know how horrible it was.
It was, I'm not exaggerating, the most traumatic experience of my life. And I wasn't even pushing.
Yeah. Mm.
I told you guys, I'm squeamish. Uh-huh. I can't do any of that stuff. So my plan was to stand by my wife's head and not look.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I wasn't going to look. I had a plan the whole time.
Yep.
Right? And I was terrified. I was a 23-year-old kid.
You're there for support.
So the doctor comes in, takes a look under the hood, and goes, it's game time.
Yeah.
Right? We're going to do this thing.
So, okay.
All right. So I try to get a position, but there's like, it's a little bit of chaos in the room at the time. The doctor goes, all right, Dad. I go, yeah. He goes, hold this leg. And he hands my...
So you got to go around.
Yeah. No, I just happened to be standing there for a second, and he hands me my wife's foot. And now I'm there, man. I got box seats for baby birth.
Ooh.
Front
and
row.
So the first one I blacked out. I didn't pass out, but I have no memory of my child coming out.
It was like a Men in Black thing?
Yeah, just boom. I have no memory of it. The second one I have vivid memories of.
Uh-huh.
Let's just put it this way. You are underestimating how messy it is.
Yeah, it's like lasagna. It's like flying out.
Oh, I'm not even talking about just the kid.
Everything, right?
A lot of the juices flowing.
I didn't know that much of anything could be in a person.
Yeah, it's like packed in there.
Yeah,
right?
And it just, it's like a, it's like
a fire hydrant.
Yeah, somebody pulled like one of them party favors.
Yeah.
And it's out. So that, you would have witnessed
Yeah.
All of that.
Yeah. It, by the way, you gotta step in it or get around it.
Well, I'm not going near it.
No, but like, how do you know she's like right behind you?
I don't know. Well, I think she. I'm assuming that they she didn't just drop the kid on the floor.
Probably like she sat down somewhere.
Yeah,
right?
That's what I have. Please don't do that.
Like, flowing out.
Please it's don't amazing do that. Though you describing that and somebody that had birth describing, because I have friends that will tell me like these stories and the way they're describing the terrible things that happened to their body along the way and things that have gone wrong, and then they go back and do
yeah,
it again.
I don't
but
get
like
it.
Even when they're describing it, they're like, oh, and then they did this, like it was no big deal. I'm like, I'm horrified right now. Mm-hmm. Like, why are you telling this and with a smile on your face? It's amazing. Like,
that's why I don't get the second kid.
I think that
you know what I'm saying?
No, I get you.
Like, you went through that, and you signed up for it again.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. Look, I'll say this. When I got my vasectomy, like, one of my first things that was in my head, I was like, I'm never going to have to witness childbirth again. This is great. But nature has this weird way. Babies are so cute.
Yeah.
It makes you
forget. They have to be.
It makes you forget, and you're willing to do it again. And I'll say this. My wife handled it way better than I did, and she was the one doing all the stuff. But I don't think I have it in me to witness it a third time. Mm. So if I was in this Krispy Kreme while this baby came out, I'm never eating a Krispy Kreme donut again. I couldn't do it. Yeah. I don't even care if it's my most favorite. Like, what's your most favorite food in the world, Kimmy?
Any kind of pizza.
All right, so you're in your favorite pizza place.
That's kind of what it looks like on the floor. Somebody dropped it.
I didn't even think about that.
I'm getting sick.
Yeah, I think I would be off donuts, period.
That's what I mean. Like, here's the thing.
Period. No, any brand.
Well, period would have prevented this from happening.
Oh, yeah, true.
252 WCMF. We're talking about this woman who gave birth in a Krispy Kreme. And Krispy Kreme found out about the story. Baby's healthy. Mom's healthy. Krispy Kreme now is offering the kid a free birthday party every year, Krispy Kreme theme. He has free donuts for life. And his first birthday party, they are going to throw a massive Krispy Kreme themed birthday. Also, the birth certificate lists Krispy Kreme donuts as the place of delivery.
Very cute.
Okay. What makes it worse is the texture of Krispy Kreme donuts is all sticky and gooey.
Oh, sure. It's a donut.
Much like
A child.
That is what would do it for me. I would not be able to deal with the texture of the Krispy Kreme donut in my mouth having witnessed what happened in that restaurant.
You'd not be afraid of, too?
What's that?
Since people start pulling stunts now, like if you're pregnant. Hey, if you're close, let's go to the jewelry store. Have the baby there. Hey, free jewelry for life, or go to the bank.
That may be the worst take you've ever had.
Oh, really? You don't think people should
She's just going to automatically start giving birth where...
No, but if they know they're close... Let's hang out over here for a little while.
I don't think you understand the fear of things going wrong. Nobody.
Look at all those stupid people that get knocked up.
I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. I am a dumb person. I was a kid when it happened. I was horrified that it was going to happen somewhere other than a hospital.
But I'm saying, like.
Nope.
But you hadn't seen it yet.
Drive it's a terrible to jewelry
take.
Store.
It's a terrible
to take. To have the baby with the potential to get something free.
Why not?
Because there's no guarantee.
If you're young and broke, take a shot.
The jewelry
no, don't listen
be like,
to this
hey,
man.
Why'd you come here? Why didn't you go to the hospital?
Thank you.
No, I'm looking at some jewelry right now.
Why is she screaming?
Baby, sit down.
No reason. No, you said I didn't see any. I'm not even talking about the grossness. I was scared that if my wife had to give birth somewhere else, that something could go wrong and there's not a doctor right there to help things out.
All right.
Like, I mean, look, you know, we
don't. Most births are pretty easy.
We
right?
only. You, what? No.
Most births pretty easy.
No.
I mean, I know they can go bad, but like most of them is just pretty standard.
I don't have the numbers in front of me. Out the chute.
Out the chute. I don't want to say what it is.
The vagina?
Yeah.
The uterus?
The chute.
Okay.
The baby chute.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.